Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
When he woke on February 6th, Johan Carlsson's phone was filled with texts about the earthquake that had hit Turkey and Syria a few hours earlier. Carlsson, head of the Sweden-based nonprofit Better Shelter, started reaching out to the organization's humanitarian partners to figure out how it could help. "We realized quite soon that the magnitude was much worse than what we were seeing in the news," he says. Now, a week later, more than 36,000 people have died. More than 1 million people are homeless in Turkey alone, both because tens of thousands of buildings have been destroyed and because some left standing are unsafe to live in. The people who survived the initial destruction now have to survive freezing temperatures and a lack of essentials like food and water. Better Shelter makes flat-packed refugee shelters that can be constructed by volunteers within a few hours. It already worked in Syria, and so it had a small warehouse in Turkey with around 150 shelters that its partners there could quickly access. One group, the Turkish Red Crescent, has already started installing the shelters in the hard-hit city of Hatay. Better Shelter also had a much larger stockpile of homes thousands of miles away in Poland, but those came with a challenge. How could it deliver them as quickly as possible? The day after the earthquake, the nonprofit met with the IKEA Foundation, which has supported it for more than a decade ever since Better Shelter's designers had their first prototypes. The foundation agreed to reimburse the nonprofit for 5,000 shelters that it had waiting in storage and pay for them to be sent to Turkey. Then Better Shelter turned to IKEA itself for help. "We had problems with logistics," says Carlsson. "The companies we work with would take months to move our stock to Turkey. We called IKEA and asked them, 'Could you possibly help us? After all, what you're doing is moving flat packs around.'" The call happened on Sunday, and by Monday, February 13th, a truck that IKEA normally uses for deliveries was loaded with the shelters in Gdansk, Poland, and on its way to Turkey. 36 trucks from IKEA's delivery partners have now been mobilized, an IKEA Foundation spokesperson says. "We will have all 5,000 units in Turkey over the next 3 weeks, which is a major logistics exercise," Carlsson says. "The drive from Poland will take each truck about 6 days. There will still be challenges when the trucks reach Turkey, since many roads are heavily damaged, and getting into war-torn Syria is even more difficult. In dense cities that are now filled with rubble, it also will be hard to find land to put the shelters. Still, since Better Shelter has already been working in the region, it has a network of partners that can help with last-mile logistics, and Turkish companies have reached out to also offer support," says Carlsson. When the deliveries arrive, the shelters are designed to be easily assembled in just a few hours. The parts for a single shelter, which can house up to 5 people, are contained in 2 flat-pack boxes, each lightweight enough that they can be carried by 2 people. Assembled, it includes walls, roof panels, and a lockable door, as well as a solar-powered light and charger and a heater and blankets. The structures are unlikely to be damaged in an earthquake because the lightweight buildings are more resilient than something made of concrete. Better Shelter already had 10,000 shelters in place in Syria when the earthquake happened. So far, it hasn't received any reports of damage. Now the nonprofit is ramping up production for more shelters. Its humanitarian partners in Turkey and Syria have a need for more than 28,000 shelters, the organization says, both of the type that Better Shelter makes and larger emergency housing. That's only the total for the groups that it works with directly. The overall need in the region is even greater. The nonprofit can make as many as 2,500 shelters a month. We have structured our supply chain so we can sort of quickly turn on and off production. So that's what we're doing, says Carlson. They aim to deliver 10,000 shelters in the coming months. There are going to be other solutions required as well. This is not like a silver bullet, he says. But we can do something which is quite significant, we believe.
That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.